How to avoid the 34-hour reset. In the world of commercial trucking, managing service hours is crucial, not only for your safety and efficiency, but also for compliance with regulations. One such regulation is the 34-hour reset rule. Before we go over the specifics of the rule, please like, subscribe, and ring the notification bell so you can stay updated about crucial trucking topics that can help you stay in compliance. The 34-hour restart is a part of the hours of service regulations, which dictate that a driver must take at least 34 consecutive hours off duty before they can restart their 60 or 70-hour clock. It's a concept familiar to any trucker on the road today, but it isn't without its challenges. When you consider that the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that there are an estimated 2 million tractor-trailer drivers in the U.S. last year, effectively managing hours is critical to keeping America's supply chain moving smoothly. The key to avoiding the 34-hour reset lies in effectively managing your hours throughout the week. This means spreading your working hours evenly over the 7-day work period. Aim for an average of 8 to 10 hours of driving per day, allowing for breaks, rest, and other non-driving work responsibilities. Understanding the 8-2 sleeper berth rule can also help. Under this rule, a driver can split the required 10-hour off-duty rest break into two periods. One must be at least 2 hours long, and the other must be at least 8 hours long. When used wisely, it can provide some flexibility in managing your schedule and avoiding the 34-hour reset. The use of electronic logging devices has transformed the trucking industry. According to a 2019 survey from the FMCSA, 96% of drivers reported that an ELD made recording HOS easier. These tools can help you to monitor your service hours in real time and plan ahead effectively. Inevitably, there will be days when you are close to breaching the weekly limit. In such cases, it's crucial to know that once you start a rest break, if it's less than 10 hours, it does not count as an off-duty period. It is more effective to stop driving earlier to start your off-duty period, which can help reset your 14-hour clock. Balancing service hours with the demands of the job can be a challenge. But with some planning, understanding of the rules, and effective use of tools, it's possible to optimize your schedule and avoid the 34-hour reset. If you need more information about the 34 reset, please visit fmcsaregistration.com. Or you can give our third-party experts a phone call by dialing 866-477-0707. Also, what is your opinion about the 34-hour reset? Do the government's policies make sense to you? Please leave a comment below and let us know what you think. Do not forget to like this video, hit the subscribe button, and ring the notification bell so you can stay in the loop about important information designed to benefit drivers and trucking companies.